Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So here's the thing. Before we move one second further, I have to remind you that temperature control is one of the most important luxuries in today's day and age. If you agree with that statement, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Ask about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Or you can visit them online at dfhcompany.com. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
And we've been talking about it all week. Louisville football looks to bounce back Friday when the Cards are at Georgia Tech. The Coors Light pregame show with Pat Jaggers and Taylor Lynch will be on at 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. And then right after the game, the Coors Light postgame show with Mark Ennis around 10 on ESPN 680. First place. That will take your calls here live from Scott Satterfield. That'll be on Friday night with the game. Also, then we have we got a lot of stuff going on, but just real quick, we do on Sunday. We are your home. The NFL season continues as ESPN Louisville is once again your home of Super Bowl 55 and the exclusive home of the Baltimore Ravens and Indianapolis Colts. Thursday night we'll have the Bucks at the Bears on ESPN 680. Sunday, we'll have the Bengals at the Ravens at 12:30 right here on 93.9 The Ville. We'll have Colts and Browns, 325 on ESPN 680, and Vikings at Seahawks, 7:30 on ESPN 680. The NFL on ESPN is presented by Caesars Southern Indiana, Papa John's, UPS Jobs, and then Lamar and the Ravens are presented by Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Body Armor Sports Drink, only you can. Available at Kroger and Molly Malone's in St. Matthews, the official Lamar bar. All season long.
Okay, let's handle something right now. Listen, gather around, family. We have to talk about this. I have to share this family secret, and it's going to help make this show better. It's going to make the listeners more responsible. It's going to hold Brian Hall a little more accountable, and it's going to simultaneously get Brian Hall off the hook.
Okay.
Okay. So, listeners, y'all know, you guys know that I get mad at you when you keep Brian on the phone too long. Like, I get mad at you.
This is true.
I get mad, and I'm just like, you can't stay on the phone that long. And I'm nice too, and I know what it's like, and all that good stuff, right?
Sure.
But this is what happens, people. This is why you have to keep Brian out of the doghouse. This is why it's really, really important that you keep Brian out of the doghouse and off the phone. This is me talking to the listeners.
No text there wasn't back then.
Because Brian Hall is willing to take a bullet that no other person or no other producer in this studio is willing to take. Now, when you hear a show, a Middays with Marcus Maben show, and with another producer, with a different producer, let me tell you all what happens. The person in charge of giving the producers their hours are texting the producer things, trying to bait our producers into asking ridiculous questions on air to get jokes for another show. Like, you hear what I said. When you hear another producer, they're getting bombarded with, hey, ask Marcus this. Hey, ask Steve this. Right? So, you can get them here. You can get them there. Dude, every show has their own show. But Brian Hall is the only one with enough stones to say, no, this is Marcus's 2 hours show. And listen, if you want to get some stuff out of his show, you listen to the show.
Find it yourself.
And find it your damn self. And find it yourself. It's not Brian's job to bombard the show with debate you on your own show through the producers. So, now that you all understand what Brian has to go through, now Brian has to deal with, why didn't you ask him what I told you to ask him? No, dude. Because Marcus has his own show, and the conversations that he has with Steve and the listeners are contrived on their own brain power, and this is what they're doing. This is the direction they're wanting to do the show. It's not anyone else's, job to influence what we do. Did the point come across clear enough, Steve?
Yeah, I think so.
Then who is it, Steve? Okay.
I'm trying to think of the guy's name. I can't believe I can't think of his name. The offensive lineman.
For who?
For Louisville a couple years ago.
What?
It's driving me nuts. I'll get it. I'll get it in a second, Texter, and then I'll just blurt it out in the middle of the show.
Offensive struggles.
Yeah.
Offensive struggles.
Okay.
Is that our conversation?
I mean, I think that is the conversation of the season so far.
The offensive struggle question was asked. Brian Hall?
When you talk about offensively, that was a very poor outing by us, to say the least. We got whipped up front. We didn't make plays in the passing game. So we were just not in sync at all offensively. And, when that happens and you're playing a really good defense, then you're going to look really bad. And then that's what happened to us. You go back and watch it on film. If the guys were doing what they're supposed to do, then there's plays to be made there. We had opportunities there plenty of times to make plays and did not do it. I think if we put everything together, if the guys do what they're supposed to do, then we're going to be fine. I mean, I think the effort's there. The guys are playing hard. It's just, not doing what they're supposed to do at times. And I think that's what we got to get cleaned up.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with that. Lucas McNeil, by the way.
Good job.
Jeez.
Good job.
So anyways, I just looked it up.
We loved him too.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the deal. I think that's an obvious
straightforward thing.
Yeah, what he's saying there is pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that can go for a lot of different things, though. That can go for receiver, that can go for quarterback, that can go for lineman. But you can tell that he's pretty strict on, like, hey, look, I'm going to let y'all know, y'all just strictly aren't – like, that almost sounded coach speak for, I'm going to step in front of this for y'all. Like, I'm going to take some heat for this. But this is y'all's fault.
Wait, are you allowed to do that?
Like, I mean, that's kind of like, hey, loving each other is nice, and we did that, and it was needed. But I'm also a coach, and y'all just aren't doing what you're supposed to do. Like, that's kind of the vibe I got, and in a good way.
That's
in a good
exactly
way.
How Coach Ledford sounded as well.
Yeah, and like I said, this is a good thing from a coach. Like, I don't think even players sometimes, you don't take that as shade, especially if you know what you did was wrong. It's good sometimes to have a coach look you in the face and say, hey, man, you're screwing this up.
Right.
This ain't me.
No, listen, I've said that, like, One of the most comfortable things I see in sports that people are uncomfortable with is a coach saying, no, this is what I drew up. I mean, I really wish the coaches would just do a 30-minute, like, almost like the weekly shows,
mm-hmm.
the coach weekly shows, they should get more run out of those.
Yeah.
Just, no. And here's the thing. You get to show it. Kent Taylor and, you know, 1 week where you do a little special, segment on one of the players and do a little. Now that we're in this era, I don't want to say it like that.
Right.
Get more out of that. Like, if you give me 30 minutes of Kent Taylor and coach, I want, or if you give me, actually, okay, if you gave me 30 minutes of that show, I would want 20 of it to be, look at this play right here.
Yeah.
This play is called Z right triple option push, right? And it's like, this is these two guys. This is these two guys right here. They're supposed to double him and then get up to the second level.
Mm-hmm.
You see this guy? Stick his arm out and just go to the second level. The guy, we leave our guy by himself on an All-American defensive end.
Yeah.
The play was designed to take out that All-American defensive end with two people. But that guy on my team, named, and I'm just making an example, Adonis Boone, he was so lazy, he just stuck out his arm on an All-American so he could get up to the second level and get to the linebacker.
Yeah.
That All-American, who nobody in Division I football can handle, Adonis Boone just hung my left guard out to dry, right?
Yeah.
And here, let me get on Twitter. See what everybody's doing? Who's our left guard? Just give me a name. On any play. Anybody. Cole Bentley. Cole Bentley. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know any of our offense right now.
I'm so mad at all. Okay. Yeah, so Adonis Boone, just right in front of your eyes, people, hung Cole Bentley out to dry on an All-American. So now you're yelling at Malik because Cole Bentley just gave up a sack. But that whole thing started with a lazy step out of Adonis Boone from the beginning of that play. And we got three people getting yelled at. My play calling, Malik's lack of ability to get the ball off, and Cole Bentley giving up the sack. Meanwhile, Adonis Boone is pancaking a linebacker.
Yeah.
And you know what y'all are saying? Oh, man, Adonis Boone doing his job. Somebody else isn't doing their job. Watch how he look at Adonis Boone. Take out that linebacker. Adonis just screwed up the entire offense on that play.
Yeah.
And Adonis and pops and moms, Adonis, like, stop. This is hypothetical. Not singling him out.
Well, no. I mean, we can single him out. I mean, we watched the play happen. I mean, like, I single my son out. The coaches will single you. By the way, he was good last night. I may have finally.
Oh God, Steve.
We might have finally cracked the code. So let's not tease it.
I'm not going to do this for the next 8 years. Let's not. I think the light went on today.
Yeah. Hey, let's not.
The next day, I mean, I'm going to take him to this math tutor. I mean, he has a lot of potential. And
yeah. Listen, it's. I'll tell you what I told him before, but I'm not going to tell you on air. But. Intense, but it might have come on. So let's just. But my point is, I'm not, dude. If my kid gets blown up, I'm not mad if somebody's like one of the dads are like, dang, that whole play didn't work because he. Yeah, I know. Right. I'm watching it. Yeah, like it was terrible. It's totally his fault.
Texter, are you saying staticky on the microphone or the YouTube channel? Just to make sure we got any fixes.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like give me 20 minutes of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I hope it doesn't hurt the kids' feelings. Like you said, you guys want to play on Sundays. You should be able to handle you hung out your line clips out to dry.
Sure.
So yeah, if you had that, think about it. You would be tuned in to that segment, Steve, every single week.
Yes.
That would be like the number one segment. Oh,
yeah.
Week.
No, 100%.
Hey, yeah. What you doing? Man, the Satterfield call-out session comes on at 6:40. Yeah.
Calling them out. It comes on. 30-minute show.
Yeah. Calling them out.
Hey, we're going to do film session. Because that's what film session is. Oh, make no mistake. If you set in a high-level film session, and when I say high-level, I mean any college, you know, high school. A lot of times, I mean, you sit there and you say, I mean, you have to answer.
In studio seating.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, there was
lecture.
There was a time on, and you have to decide your personality. Leader of a team, what are you? Look, I wasn't a great leader on the football team. I gotta be honest. I was a good player, not a great leader. Because, I mean, I remember watching film and coach going, what the was that? And I'm like, I'm watching a play, and I'm like, oh, no, I don't know what they were doing. Because it was, I was backside. Listen, I was backside, right?
I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah, so here, look, I'm back.
But I was looking fly, wasn't I, coach?
I know, look, well, here was my thing. Look, I was backside, and I remember the whole place kind of looked at me when I said this, and it was like a couple, you know, there was a couple were like, yeah, and then there was a couple was like, man, he really is, he's a jerk.
Right.
Because I'm backside of the play, strong right. I'm back, so I'm not even eligible. I'm tight end. I'm on the line. I'm not eligible receiver. So I'm basically an extra tackle.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so, you know, they're rolling that way. I kind of give a half-hearted chip, you know. And we were at, and he was like, no, on the backside. What kind of block was that? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, coach, I'm like, look, I don't know. But I said, if you took one off that strong side, the backside screen's wide open.
So you'd be, hey, you were trying to tell the coach how I could get open on.
I was like, so if you just took one guy off the line, you could roll out and turn around and throw that backside screen.
Rummage is in film session, like, turning in his worst plays into.
Yeah, I'm like, it's wide open.
Y'all want to win? Put Rummage in.
Yeah.
I'm like, finna spin.
Yeah, why? Why you got a talent such as myself on the backside blocking anyway? Like,
what did LL Cool J say? How much you paying that 300-pound blocker? Mm-hmm. Let him block.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it was an awesome moment. But the point is, in film, that's what it is, man.
Oh,
like,
God.
That play right there, I guarantee you, Ledford. Look, y'all can't YouTube. You're getting what I'm doing.
Right.
Just over and over.
I know.
Yeah, like, and Adonis Boone had to sit there in front of the whole offensive line room. And I bet Ledford didn't say a word.
Me ask you this. What play have you seen repeated by a coach the most? And do you just remember in your life?
For me personally?
No, just a player on your team or you. Like you just described, back and to the left.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, man. I mean, there's 1,000. I don't know if I could really pick one that was just – I got lit up on a punt return one time. They had some fun with that.
Oh, just kind of.
Yeah, but that was kind of fun. Yeah, I did too. It was terrible.
I hate it when they acted like they didn't see my dunks. That used to piss me off.
When you did some crazy, it's just like, get back.
I got a one hand left hand alley oop.
Yeah.
And we're in film session, and they're just like, you're supposed to get on the ball right after, you know.
I know.
A couple steps back, we lost time there. It's just like, no, we didn't.
Yeah.
Give me and
come on, dude.
Rewind my highlight.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and like Cam Murray will smack the boards or something. And oh man, look, Cam, get up, Cam.
Yeah,
I'm like, I just did the most impressive.
Yeah.
No, but the reason I thought about that one film session sticks out in my head in particular. Everybody knows what I'm like. You, I don't have to tell you. Just picture this in your head. Troy Jackson. Now, everybody knows when I say Troy Jackson, yes, Troy Jackson, Escalade Troy Jackson. We were in a film session, right? And Troy would do this. Whenever the ball like changed possessions or the other team got the rebound, he would do this skip, and then start running, right? Like, he wouldn't just take off. Like, he wouldn't just run. You know how, like, when you're real tired, you're like,
yeah.
And then you do two skips. But he would do it every single time. And the coaches were like, why the hell are you skipping? The ball is going the other way. And I swear, they had to play that thing. And it got funnier and funnier because Nate Johnson and Alex Sanders. It just, you know, at first it was just, like Nate would do something like this. Now, coach, what'd he do again? Right? And everybody kind of, you know, kind of snickered. And then he's skipping every time.
Yeah.
And the coach is like really intense about this, right?
Yeah.
He's like, look at the skip. And Nate's like, oh, I didn't see it. Play it again, right?
Yeah.
And like, first it was just two people laughing. Then it was four people laughing. Then it was eight. It was eight and ten. Before you know it, we had saw that thing 15 times. And every film session after that, it was like, coach, choice, skip it again.
I know.
But you get my point. Just
no, film, I get it. Yeah,
film session, the call out
100%.
Show, it would be the best thing for the listeners.
Listen, our friend from Papa John's, Mark New, said, I don't know why, but my college coaches thought the film session was open mic night at the comedy club.
That's a great point.
No, that's hilarious. That's why I had to read that, because there are points where it was like, come on, coach. Like, hey, listen, chill out. like, what are we doing here? But I get it, man. I mean, listen, that's one of those things that, I mean, when they say the eye in the sky don't lie, man, like, I mean, you have to eat it. So I don't, going back to the whole point, man, you have to, I mean, essentially, man.
Film session.
You have to own it. You have to own it. And that's kind of what I got out of what Satterfield was saying. I think it was a lot of, look, at the end of the day, this is on you guys. This isn't on me.
Oh, okay, let me ask you, did this one feel like it? Hit forward, Brian, if you can. Do you still get the call-out vibe or the call-out show vibe when Satterfield responds to this one?
A couple of them have been bad decisions, you know, throwing into, you know, coverage against Miami. I know one of the ones on the sideline, you know, just should have thrown the ball away. You know, and really, so it just comes down, a lot of it comes down to decision-making. As we think back on those, the interceptions, the one we threw a post route against Pittsburgh and it was interception. Now that was a bad ball placement. He's got to throw that, lead the receiver. He threw it behind him. That was a good interception. But most of them have been, you know, a bad decision, throwing it late. We're not throwing it all to those guys. And, you know, all last year did a good job of taking care of the football. And, you know, he's got to continue to do that. It's about making the right proper decisions. And then in the running game, you know, carrying the ball loosely, cost them against Miami with the fumble. You know, we've had too many fumbles just in general from our running backs and our quarterbacks in the first three games. We got to do a much better job of taking care of the football. You know, that's the one thing we talked about. We got to do better on third down. We got to do better taking care of the football. Those two things we got to do a lot better job at. You know, and those are some of the things we worked on the last week.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of that was, I think that kind of, I don't want to say, I don't like doing the, that supports what we say, but I mean, I do think that it's on more than just the offensive line, right?
Yeah, I mean.
You know, I mean, like.
Listen, bad ball placement is bad ball.
Yeah, are they great? No, they're not playing great, but I mean, Cole Bentley this week, you know, graded out high. I'm starting to question the PFF things, though.
But again, that goes back to individuals watching the film and who got hung out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your guy gets hung out, you're going to have a problem. I tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break to stay on a routine. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I got to be honest, Steve. This is not a confession. This is not a revelation. You know exactly this feeling that I'm going through, and you know why it makes me want to fight you every week leading up to the games.
Okay.
Because you're a part of that crowd.
What crowd?
That crowd that says, "Oh, we should beat them easily. We should beat them by three touchdowns at least."
I'm not part of that crowd.
You get part of that crowd. The moment you get a little frustrated.
I say win the game. Listen, not that.
So here's the thing. I'm watching Georgia Tech.
Okay.
I'm watching Georgia Tech at home and then I watched Georgia Tech on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like two different teams.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you know this is a new coach at Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Collins, Jeff Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know he is doing the rebuild everything.
Sure.
He's in the middle of the change in attitude.
Yeah.
I'm watching Georgia Tech and Central Florida.
Yeah.
Central Florida. I'm watching the little things that he's doing to change it. 404. Does that ring a bell?
No.
Okay. Does it ring a bell, Brian? Okay, they're using 404 like the, this is our area code. We're going to lock this down. We the Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you come to play championships every year. This is where you come do NCAA, you know, championship. You know,
yeah.
Atlanta's the center of the football world, right? So he starts with that. This is the coach.
Okay.
We're looking to become the new center of the football world. They bring their weight room stuff out on the sideline for pre-games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the dudes that don't play are over there pumping iron before the game.
Yeah.
They actually got their 145s out there and just curling and just the guys that don't really play, the developmental guys, right? Mm-hmm. Even the players that play are on the sideline mm-hmm. pumping iron.
Sure.
Music, mandatory. Mandatory, keep it, you know, keep that high energy banging, you know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you understand what I'm saying?
No,
right,
I do,
right,
I do.
Right, that,
I do.
The attitude adjustment, you get that running back, the local running back who's
yeah.
probably going to be a Heisman Trophy candidate yeah. at some point in his career, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching all that because I watched the game, but I didn't pay attention to the ancillary stuff like I did last night. You know what I saw?
I'm listening.
Louisville from last year. I saw a team that was designed, that was built by a different coach for a different purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have a couple of guys and a couple of positions that are playmakers.
Yeah, sure.
Real
playmakers. Oh, no, they do. I agree with that. Yeah.
So I'm watching and I'm saying, that's Louisville last year.
Yeah.
They can get anybody. Now, they don't because they have a different structure, they have those undercutting linemen.
Yeah.
Chop blocking linemen, sorry. They have those chop blocking linemen, so they're short.
Yeah.
You know, they got a couple of things that are not built for this, but
yeah,
they got some playmakers in some positions and their energy level and their
yeah, yeah.
at home Georgia Tech.
Sure. In Atlanta. Yeah, yeah especially.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. It's there, right?
And you said 404. Mm. Well, let me give you a number. 86. That's how many points they've had scored on them in the last two games.
They do give up some money.
So go win some games. Go to Atlanta. Put some points up on this team. Get your offense right because you're going to number five. You want another number? Number five. If we're going to do numbers... Notre Dame.
No, I'll give you another number, 502.
Yeah.
Which is, you better not come back to 502.
After losing this silly butt game, like if you go down there. No, listen, I think your point holds true. I like what Jeff Collins is doing with that team. I do think Georgia Tech in a year, two, three, you're going to be like, man, Georgia Tech's legit again.
No,
like,
no. They're a good team. Listen, and you can listen to Coach Satterfield talk. He describes he coached with Collins at FIU.
Yeah.
Satterfield knows this defensive coach. He talked about him being an aggressive play caller. When you think of a bunch of a aggressive blitzing team, does that make you feel better or worse about having Malik Cunningham in this offensive line in a rededication mode?
Yeah.
I'm asking you, would you rather see a base team that doesn't do a lot of, you know.
Well, as far as the opponent?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, as far as Georgia Tech goes before.
Because this is why I think they gave up that number of points. High blitzing, don't have the guys to really do it. You know what I'm saying? But they're learning their assignments.
Yeah, but I think that they'll keep trying. Because that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to.
So I think if that's what he wants to do here, they're going to keep trying that. And I think right now they just don't have the horses to do it. There were moments last year where we tried some things over and over again. Where it's like, we just can't do it. But I think you'll see that coming.
Are we still going to go and prevent on 3rd and 14?
I think sometimes you have to. Until I get some Louisiana, Georgia guys in here that can make some coverage, man-to-man press. Yeah, this is what I got to do. I do think they're getting better with that.
Louisville,
yeah. So, yeah, no, I think it's a game that you should win, though. Should win on a Friday night up there and should probably win looking decent.
Let me ask you this. Does special teams worry you at all? Listen to Coach Satterfield. I'm asking you, is our special teams a good unit now?
I think it's good. Punting. I mean, it's obviously something we have. It feels like a lot of times those punts are awful short, you know.
Coach Satterfield says special teams. He says, and this was so funny listening to him, because it's just one of those things that nobody would ever talk about in real life. Yeah, our punts hang time only been about 3.3. Trying to, you know, want to keep them above 4.0.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great point, though. Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, you have to give time because that's going to cost us, especially a team like Georgia Tech.
That's my point.
You got an elite athlete out there.
They put their running back right back there at punt return.
Oh, he's an elite athlete. He should be at Bama. He should be at Georgia. That's where he should be playing right now. He shouldn't be at Georgia Tech, but he's a kid that's from around there. They said, no, that's where I'm going. I'm gonna buy in here. I've got 3 years. I'm going to do it.
I'll be the guy that turns around Georgia Tech.
But this kid would be playing at any of those schools. He's that kind, he's that type of athlete, man. So
I mean, you see his first possession.
Oh, yeah. No, he's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, one cut. The opening kickoff, people, this guy who they're not afraid to put at running back and kick return. One, two steps to the side, bam, he's turning upfield. Didn't look like anybody was 6 feet near him.
Right.
And he took away the angles.
Absolutely.
Like that. So, yeah, this guy can play. And that quarterback, just imagine. You got two dudes. And they look like they don't mind running all day long.
Sure. No, absolutely. Yeah.
Take it this time, I'm going to take it this time. Quarterback's tough.
Yeah, quarterback's tough, man.
I don't know if he can survive a whole game, though. Maybe we have a knack about hitting people the right way or something.
Yeah.
But he's one of them guys, like, he shouldn't be able to last the whole game. You know, running like he runs.
Right.
Because he runs upright and just – he runs like a running back.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, I totally agree with that. But, I mean, yeah, so it's – I mean, and I think he is – is he Jeff Sims' son playing the NFL?
I don't know.
I think he might be. So, I mean, I think he's got a little bit of pedigree.
Is there anything else on a Tuesday? Like I said, we're going to be breaking this stuff down, you know, for another 2 days. Is there anything else that just, like, worries you going down there?
Yeah. No. Not as far as...
Like a particular position room or anything like that?
Yeah.
Are you just... is your biggest worry just Georgia Tech just...
No, my biggest worry is Louisville. My biggest worry is you don't go down there and you have issues that are, we learn at Georgia Tech, are worse than we realized. You know what I'm saying?
Any issue we have at Georgia Tech is going to feel like this is...
Well, especially if it's stuff that we've already saw. Mm-hmm. We feel like the defense was better against Pitt. If you go... Yeah.
NFL announces new protocols. Steve.
Okay.
Video monitoring is now the way to...
Yeah, it's psychotic. It's legitimately psychotic. Yeah.
I'm going to read about
so
that.
So when they put cameras in your homes, you make sure you remember all the freedom fighting you did. So anyways, there was...
If the problems that we see in this game, you're going to feel like are real, real problems that are unfixable.
Yeah.
That are absolutely unfixable.
Yeah. I think we got some commercials going, Brian, again.
Right now, Luke is excited because he got his MOP back.
I got it back. They said the commercials are running over us again.
Mark Anderson, Luke, is somebody sabotaging?
Sabotaging. And I was about to bring up something really good, too. With the with the NCAA rulings.
Mark Ennis
should be fixed now.
Please text us in if it's working perfectly. See, that's the problem. Sometimes you can just text in and say, hey, y'all, the stream is awesome. Everything sounds good. Brian's doing a great job. You don't have to wait till there's a problem to text in. You can just say, hey, I enjoy the consistency.
This new system has been tough.
It's been a toughie.
It's been a bit of a problem,
but we're getting it.
Yeah, yeah. Just sometimes, just say, "Hey, guys, the sound, the quality is perfect today."
I know it's 11:47. It's working now. Okay, I know it's 11:47.
Is LeBron gonna get busted again?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Game four tonight. What do you guys think?
I can't believe y'all have got to let me finish this point because this is more important than any y'all's stupid game four. Okay, because this is a big, big deal.
Fair enough.
That something has happened. Did you see what Jeff Goodman tweeted yesterday?
Absolutely not, but I'm curious now.
Says sources, the basketball oversight committee's likely to recommend the D1 council vote next week on winter sports getting an additional year.
I did see that.
It should pass based on precedent with fall sports. That is massive news for the University of Louisville if that happens. I mean, that is looking – I mean, I don't know how they're going to work the scholarships out. Now, David really doesn't fall under this because David don't have a choice. I mean, he can leave. He can come back if he wants to, so it doesn't really change anything other than if he was going to stay his whole career, he would get an extra year, which he's not. Mm-hmm. But Malik could come back if he wanted to. Wiz can play and it not count. So that red shirt – would be null and void.
Why didn't we have COVID last year?
I know, right? Then you would have...
I want Steven.
I know, and Dwayne back.
And Ryan back.
Karlik and Charles both would have the option to come back again on next year's team.
They better be good.
No, I know. I agree. But, but I mean, that's kind of a big deal for Louisville.
But I think it's like that for everybody. So, like...
Kentucky. Matter for them? Hell no. They don't have any seniors. And nothing to do with them. You know? I mean, a lot of Duke. Does it matter for Duke? Not really. Don't really have any guys that could come back. Now, maybe your Villanovas, mm-hmm. your Gonzagas, maybe.
Texas Tech.
Your Texas Techs would probably be a big deal. You know, so I mean, I agree with
you. Evansvilles.
Evansvilles. I agree with you that there are some teams that you could go down their rosters. I mean, even if you wanted to do an Iowa, if a Luca Garza was like, well, I'm going to come back one more time, you know, then maybe, yeah, that would be a big deal. But I doubt, you know, he's probably – but, I mean, Louisville, I think, is one of those teams that will really, really benefit from this.
You do assume that it will pass, though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did it. I mean, because, look, the tournament's going to be – jacked up. Your season's going to be played in different bubbles around and back and forth. You're going to play the Louisville Kentucky game in front of minimal or no fans. You know, I mean, I'm using Louisville schedule in general. So you have to give, you have to say, look, a year has been taken from you, even if we play. That's with football. It's the same way. It's like, yeah, you're getting to play and it's awesome, but it's still, you're missing a year of the football experience. So.
The second one. That's nice. Hey, guys. Your voices are melodic today.
Hey, I like that text.
See what I'm saying?
Sounds very nice.
Y'all cheered us.
Let's get some of those.
Yeah. Like, don't. Hey, the screen's not working. Brian, what are you doing? Yeah, I can't hear you. Oh, why am I listening to the phone? Why is Luke talking about commercials?
Welcome to live radio.
But we do appreciate them sending
it. Yeah.
No, I do too, because a lot of times I'll be honest with you, when there is something going on where there's something not playing on the stream, there's commercials playing over the stream, there is nothing going on any different back here where I am.
Right.
So I don't have a clue sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of times we only know because y'all tell us. So we do appreciate that also.
No, isn't it awesome that like artificial intelligence is like pretty much responsible for taking over everything?
Yeah.
You have no control
over it. How funny is that? So the NCAA can push it back a year, but Kentucky can't. That's pretty funny text. But yeah, no, I mean, I think that's worth keeping an ear to, because that vote's going to come down in the next day or two, and that's going to change a lot for Louisville. I mean, now,
say it.
Of course, it's still out there.
Say it.
But would it make it easier if you're Louisville to go? I'll take it this year. We get all our guys back. Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Again, like I said, now I imagine David will probably go
sorry,
to the league
NCAA,
after this year.
But yeah, we'll self-impose.
Yeah, I know. But so I mean, that's something to keep an eye on, though, because that would change next year's team immensely. I mean, imagine. I don't know if Malik would come back.
I really enjoy when people spell my name right, Steve.
I know.
I really do enjoy that, people. Just so you know that.
I still don't understand how people get it wrong.
Marquez. Well, I mean, Marcus.
I get it, but I'm saying he's been around a long time. He's had a radio show for a long time.
Like, yeah, it is kind of.
At this point, you should know it.
Yeah.
It's the spelling is Marquez. Like, my mom and dad, you know, they put a lot of thought into making sure.
Why didn't they give you a Z, Marcus?
Like I said, my mom and dad went through a lot, of thought just putting together my name. Just Marcus Maben.
Marquez.
Yes. They put a lot of thought in that. So it's Marquez. That's how you spell my name. And I do it. It does not go unappreciated when people actually, spell. I mean, unless you're using speak to text. And
Do you ever get frustrated, though, when somebody's like Marcus? Because that's not even really like close to your spelling, even though it's the same word.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? But I really hate it. I do hate that.
Yeah. Well, at least they don't call you like Marquez.
I hate when people say Marquee.
Marquee? Like yeah. Mercury,
oh, Marquise?
Yeah. Yeah, or Marquise. It's like, no, I don't.
That's funny.
You better start playing that music, Brian, because I don't wanna sabotage myself. Because that's what happens. Well,
good week, man.
Good week. Good week is rolling.
Look, it's Tuesday.
You better be ready, man.
I feel like it's Friday.
Y'all better be ready for Georgia Tech on Friday night. Ain't there's nothing like being excited all day for a Friday game.
Oh yeah, and then just like
I can't believe really you crapped lost a bit. To Houston.
That was Thursday.
I know,
but
yeah,
same
I'm
difference.
Just,
yeah,
same,
same difference.
I can't have that. I can't lose it. I want that game back.
I know.
You got to stop Ed Oliver.
They would have won if Lamar didn't fumble or didn't that one time. I think they would have come back and won. They were trending that direction.
We were supposed to get Michigan that year at the very least.
I know. But that's why Grantham got fired. You don't lose to Kentucky on a year like that. You got to go.
Is somebody going to get fired from missing field goal?
Imagine being the poor SOB that loses to them this year. Y'all
got
to go.
You got, yeah. Hey, pack your stuff.
Hey, Leach, it was fun. See ya.
Get your stuff, you out.
Yeah. Who's Dirkwich or whatever that's at
right.
Missouri?
Yeah.
We got to go. Bye. Vandy, they probably wouldn't fire their coach. They don't care. They gave up caring a long time ago.
Big thanks to Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.